This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more action taken on priority legislation.
816 be taken up for perfection.
Missouri senators spent time Monday afternoon and evening discussing an issue not debated on the Missouri Senate floor for a number of years. Senate Bill 816 would repeal the death penalty. Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial sponsors the measure. He tells his colleagues to be pro-life is to cover all aspects of life.
I consider myself a fiscal conservative, and I'm not convinced that the way we implement the death penalty in the state of Missouri today is the most effective way for us to use taxpayer dollars.
During debate, Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors told the sponsor she supports his idea.
As you said, it takes over 20 years sometimes to carry out this sentence, that we haven't reviewed their cases. We haven't looked into what the science of today would show of what happened 20 years ago.
After debate concluded, Senator Whelan mentioned he brought Senate Bill 816 forward to begin a dialogue that he believes is long overdue.
I now move that Senate Bill 608 be perfected and printed.
Wednesday morning was devoted to discussion of Senate Bill 608, a measure that would authorize certain Missouri Health Net health care provider fees. Senator David Sater of Cassville sponsors the proposal. He tells his colleagues it's estimated more than $18 billion could be saved every year.
If those patients whose medical problems are considered avoidable or non-urgent were to take advantage of primary or preventative health care and not rely on the emergency rooms for their medical needs.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City tells the sponsor he likes the concept behind the idea.
This is essentially an effort to try and reduce emergency room visits and reduce cancellation.
Senate Bill 608 has been given first-round approval and still needs another yes vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Send, read, or write text messages.
This bill allows for hands-free texting activities.
Also Wednesday morning, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee heard two proposals that would extend the texting while driving ban. Up first was Senate Bill 569, sponsored by Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg.
If you're texting, you're 23 times more likely to be in a crash. It's more dangerous than drunk driving.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says her Senate Bill 821 would allow usage of hands-free devices.
Why are we limiting texting while driving to those 22 and over? This is dangerous. We know the effects of it, and I think we need to make some changes.
Both measures await final committee action. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.